Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One name came up every time, and that was Carter Hawkins.
Carter Hawkins.
There is no secret sauce.
My wife says, don't say processes again.
Great people with great processes.
You said processes way too much yesterday.
We're disciplined in those processes.
General manager of your Chicago Cubs.
Swinging a line drive right center field. That's going to be a base hit. Cubs win the ball game.
Whether it's Jed, Carter Hawkins, obviously, they know how to bring in talented players. I think they've got a lot of respect in the industry. Carter arrived at this job with a lot of respect.
MLB executive for over 15 seasons.
Carter worked his way up, rung by rung, in a really remarkable front office in Cleveland.
My favorite success story is probably Jose Ramirez, just because, you know, he's a $50,000 sign that literally every scout or coach that I talked to was basically just saying, hey, this kid's going to be a backup infielder in the Arizona Summer League.
It's obvious why they put him in roles of such great responsibility in player development at a very young age.
Carter Hawkins with Parkins and Spiegel.
Yeah, so the secret on developing pitching, I'm just kidding, there is no secret.
On 670 The Score.
The general manager of the Cubs, Carter Hawkins, with us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And Carter wants you to know about Paws Chicago, whose mission is to build no-kill communities, to end overpopulation of homeless animals, and to transform animal welfare. Hey, Carter, how's it going, man?
What's up, fellas? Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, always. How are the cats?
The cats are doing okay. My neighbor actually is fostering like 8 kittens right now, so my wife is getting plenty of action over there, just looking over the fence. So our cat's doing well, the kittens are doing well, and all for a good cause. So I'm excited about that for sure.
It is a great cause. That is way too many kittens.
It is a lot of kittens.
So can you help us out with this? We've had this discussion over the last few weeks on the show. Obviously, the results have not been what you guys have wanted, what no Cubs fan has wanted, obviously. There has been some debate of, are you playing good baseball despite the results? How would you answer that?
Really good question. I think, at the end of the day, at the major league level, you can't say you're playing good baseball unless you're winning baseball games. You can say you have the ingredients to play good baseball, but, that's like saying you have the ingredients for a really good dish, but you never actually cook the dish. So is that a good dish? No, it's just good ingredients. And then what we're caring about here, obviously, is the ability to put a good dish on a table and have somebody say, yeah, that tasted really good. So I think if I had to answer that question, I would say no. We haven't played the good baseball that we want to play yet. We just have the ingredients to do that, but ingredients don't matter unless we actually put them together.
Yeah, it's made for an interesting conversation, that's for sure. Because, overall, the ERA as a team is still really good. I think seventh in all of baseball. The run prevention side of it that you've wanted to do has kind of worked out to plan on some level. Would you agree with, pitchers throwing to weak contact and the infield defense being there? There's just not enough offense, and then the bullpen issues have been what they are.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, our timing hasn't been good. You know, we haven't scored runs at the right time to win games. We scored them in bunches or would give them up in bunches. We haven't hit well with runners in scoring position. We haven't performed well in high leverage situations. And, you know, on the staying with the motif of being in the kitchen, you know, that's a recipe for losing a lot of close games and losing more games than your ingredients would indicate you should. And, you know, to say that's not disappointing would be an absolute lie. It's certainly been disappointing. And that's what we're focused on trying to figure out here and get back on track.
Let's see if we can keep this cooking analogy going throughout the entire interview. Every answer.
Love it.
The bullpen thing specifically, you guys got a lot of credit the last couple of years for doing what others couldn't. Diamonds in the rough, consistent success in the bullpen, whereas like the standard line of thinking seemed to be, there's a lot of volatility there. It's hard to be consistently good with relief pitching because of the small sample of number of innings that you're dealing with. This year, it's going the other way for you guys, obviously pretty significantly. Is that proof that the old adage is right? That it's basically impossible to be consistently great in the bullpen when you're dealing with such small sample pitching?
I don't think it's impossible. I mean, I think to your point, like because there is such a small sample, there the noise of a normal baseball season just is much more impactful. You know, you see a guy that's in the bullpen, he has one bad outing, and his ERA is inflated for months, if not, you know, the entire year. So, you know, certainly it makes that consistency really difficult. To your point, we've had some success with that over the last few years. Haven't had as much success with it this year as we would hope, but certainly there's time to continue to get back on track there. And, you know, regardless, it doesn't matter. All we can do is focus on today and getting them back on track today. So, you know, it is difficult due to exactly what you're talking about, but that doesn't mean you can't have a really sound, you know, development and optimization process for getting the most out of your guys every single day. And that's what we have to focus on. And that's all we can focus on.
Carter, are you on the road trip? Wondered if like you look at the California trip and you're like, yo, that's when I should go on. I really think I should be part of that.
No, I was in Huntsville, Alabama yesterday with our double A team.
And was congratulations.
Our triple A team last week. Yeah, oh yeah. Rocket City. The Rocket City Trash Pandas. I think it's definitely on my top five for minor league names. So I've been seeing some of our minor league clubs and you know, Jed was actually out on the major league road trip this last time. He likes seeing his old stomping grounds in San Diego and L.A. fits him pretty well, too. So, I let him take that trip.
Oh, yeah.
What's your top five? I want your top five minor league names.
Ooh, that's putting me on the spot. I mean, the Rubber Ducks was pretty solid. Trash Pandas is good. There's a something Biscuits, I think, that's
Montgomery,
pretty solid.
Montgomery Biscuits, yep.
Yeah, I just generally like biscuits. I'm from the South, like I'm on that. I would have to think through my other two.
I like the Tin Caps. How about the Fort Wayne Tin Caps? They have they wear a frying pan on their head. That does the logo.
Solid. Yeah, I think they overplayed the Johnny Appleseed thing a little bit. So yeah, I'm not huge on it.
Okay.
I just generally like biscuits.
Who doesn't, man?
We're getting to know Carter Hawkins today, and the man likes food analogies.
Yes, yes. It makes all the sense in the world. That was a tough one, a tough one last night, wasn't it? It's like Mervis with a big hit off a lefty, and you're like, oh, look at that. But then it's his error that kind of opens the floodgates a little bit in that fifth inning. So it's a tough one, and I'm wanting so much. I'm wanting good things for him, like a lot of people are. What measurables do you look at when trying to evaluate Matt Mervis's performance at the plate? Other than results, what are you looking at to see if he's in a good place or not?
Yeah, I think you're asking the well, you know, what are the ingredients that we're looking for?
Oh boy!
But yeah, no, I'm nothing but full of analogies, fellas.
You're crushing.
No, I mean, we're looking for him to swing at good pitches, right? Like we're looking for him to find his pitch and drive his pitch, and you know, I think he would say the same thing. And when he's had so much success in the minor leagues, that's what he's been doing. You know, he's been basically hitting on pitches that are outside of the zone, and when guys go into the zone, he's hitting the ball a long way, and so he scares guys into walking them. And you know, when they make the mistake of giving them a pitch he can drive, he's hitting the ball really, really hard. And he obviously still has that capability to hit the ball really, really hard in the major leagues. Just, you know, we all know he's been swinging out of the zone. And that's because of, you know, not the massive difference in, you know, in stuff in the major leagues versus AAA as much as, you know, it's a new environment and new pitchers that he just hasn't gotten used to yet. Emphasis on the word yet. There's a lot of guys that have come up and struggled early in their careers. And, you know, really, this isn't that large of a sample size for Matt, and we'll continue to give him some runway here, and hopefully he can get back on track. But, yeah, to your point, last night, that was tough. You know, it's a cruel game that way. And, you know, I think that's why I was up till 3 in the morning talking to Jed last night, and you know, why my wife wasn't too pleased when I wasn't helping out with the kids as much this morning. And, you know, it's a cruel game that way. But all we can do is get up and get ready for today.
So
what were you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. What were you and Jed talking about?
Oh, everything we're talking about right now, right? Like, how do we get our guys better? What are the different levers we can pull? How do we make sure we're making the best decisions possible, you know, both for this organization in the short term and the long term? Like, those are conversations that are ongoing each day and each night. And, you know, usually after a cruel game like that, it's, you know, 30 minutes of frustration, and then it flips to, what can we do here? And, you know, we're passionate about this thing, just like our fans, and, you know, want to make sure we're putting our best foot forward.
So did this come up last night, that even though it is Shohei Ohtani, that Brandon Hughes, your job is to attack Shohei Ohtani, not to walk him, so then you have to stay in there for Trout and Rendon? Did that come up in the conversation? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, candidly, of course. And, you know, and Brandon knows that. You know, came in there because he's got good stuff. And, you know, he can attack guys with his fastball. And, you know, I think, you know, next time he has that opportunity, he's going to come in and do that, you know, and mix up some pitches a little bit, but go right after guys, you know, no matter who that is. That doesn't mean he's not going to get tagged every once in a while, but, you know, he's got good stuff and knows he can attack the zone with it. And, yeah, that's certainly something we're talking about.
We're talking to Carter Hawkins, Cubs general manager. We have you and Jed on the station regularly. And, you know, early, like, fans wanted Morel. He starts awesome. Fans feel vindicated. Now he's struggling. A lot of calls for Mervis from fans. Held off for a bit. Comes up. Struggles. I'm wondering, like, it's not vindication when the guys struggle, obviously. You're rooting for success. But your guys' view is supposed to be 30,000 feet and the long haul, whereas fans day-to-day are riding the roller coaster. I'm wondering if that ever gets conflated and confusing for you and Jed.
That's a good question. And, you know, I think you can provide some pretty good guardrails around that, that challenge. Like, it is awesome being in the market with, you know, such unbelievable fans that are so passionate about the organization and the team. And not just this market, you know, it's the entire world. You know, there's Cubs fans wherever you go. So that is something that we would never trade for anything. At the same time, to your point, like, it's a long season and there's ups and downs throughout, and you don't want that to color your decision making. And, you know, I think, you know, really to our point, it's just making sure that we're looking at the right things. And, you know, when I hear from, you know, our writers, hey, the fans are saying X, Y, and Z, it's like, that's news to me, because, like, how do I find out what the fans are saying, basically? And if I'm not reading Twitter, if I'm not reading the blogs, if I'm not, you know, riding that roller coaster with him, then I can't know, right?
Listen to the show, Carter.
Yeah, we're right here, Carter.
Well, of course I listen to you guys. Okay. You guys are the only unbiased media outlet that we have, right?
No, I'm biased. I think I said Christopher Morel was a combination of Javi Baez and Sammy Sosa a couple of weeks ago.
And maybe he will be, right? I mean, there is still, the book is still yet to be written on Chris. He's an unbelievable talent that, you know, is still getting his way and getting used to the league. And, you know, again, like, that's the stuff that we're working on every day to try to see that happen. But yeah, I mean, just trying to make sure that we're focused on what's real and taking that 30,000 foot view, you just block out some of that noise and just know that, hey, like, we care about the fans and we care about, you know, putting a great product on the field, and, you know, trying not to ride that roller coaster can be one way we do it.
We've talked so much about your background in Cleveland and the great pitching development that went on there. When it was working, what made Zach Plesac successful, Carter?
Yeah, and he's a great athlete that, you know, is a great competitor as well. And, you know, I think, you know, that plus, you know, he was a position player in college and actually talked about being a position player when he got over, you know, to the Indians, now Guardians organization. And then we basically converted them to full-time pitcher. And, you know, I think overall that was the right move. But his ability to manipulate the baseball, to repeat his delivery, to use his athleticism to locate really well, that was something that he did really well. And, you know, I think we'll have a chance to do that again here. Just obviously has run into a little bit of a struggle lately. But, you know, again, you know, the careers change very quickly. Jake Bowers, I think, is starting at first base for the Yankees right now. He was a guy that, you know, was close to quitting a couple years ago, and, you know, was a former top prospect. And you just never know when guys are going to turn the corner. And that's one of the beautiful things about this game.
I know you're always looking for pitching. Did Zach come up in conversation with you and Jed?
I mean, I wouldn't comment on specific players that, you know, we're talking about or not talking about, except to say that, you know, yeah, any available player on the market, on the waiver wires, designated for assignment, like, we have a process in place here to make sure that we're vetting those guys and trying to figure out if that's somebody we would have interest in. And I will say that that is happening for every pitcher, literally, and position player that's available to us, you know, inclusive of players that aren't available to us. So that's kind of an ongoing thing.
Two-part question, Carter, about the same person, but they are very different questions. First part, more straightforward. Any update on Justin Steele?
Yeah, he's throwing a little bit. It's, you know, obviously, whenever somebody goes down, whenever a pitcher goes down, whenever a elite starting pitcher like Justin Steele goes down with anything forearm related or arm related, it's pretty concerning. But got some pretty good news, you know, from the imaging that we got, and, you know, we're hopeful that he won't miss that many starts, and this will be, you know, potentially a minimum stint on the IL. So we're working towards that. That's our goal, and feel like there's a legitimate shot for that to happen.
Second part is probably the line that you've said on this station since you've been doing interviews with us that has gotten the most play on this show was in relation to Justin Steele. We're going to play it for you right now.
All me, 100%. He sends me a thank you note after every start. So, yeah, finally. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. No, I mean, obviously, I jest very hard there.
We've never heard someone say, I jest very hard. Are you a hard jester, Carter Hawkins?
I don't know that I've heard that ever before, except for myself. You know, it's one of those things, like, did I really say that? Did I really say jest very hard? But yeah, I mean, like, I'm cool with that. Like, if that needs to be the new obvious shirt, like, here we go.
Carter Hawkins, nobody
jests harder.
Nobody jesting harder than us over here, my friend.
There you
go. No one jests harder than Carter.
All right. So you got that, and you got cooking analogies. It's been like six minutes or something since the last kitchen analogy. Something about the rest of the West Coast road trip, maybe.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think when you get a GM on 3 hours of sleep, this is the kind of stuff you get. So I guess you guys will keep scheduling after West Coast trips.
We'll take it.
Absolutely. What about Bellinger? Any good news coming?
Well, the good news is that he's going to help us out, you know, some point here soon. Exactly the date, you know, couldn't speak to that other than to say that obviously he's doing baseball activities. We're going to get him out to Arizona, get him on a rehab assignment, and, you know, hopefully get him back soon because – we sure could use him in our lineup, and, you know, obviously it was such a great, great boon for us early. And I'm very confident that he'll be here sooner than later, but specifics on that date, I couldn't give that to you.
All right, take a nap and get back to jesting. Thank you, Carter.
Awesome. Thanks, fellas. You guys have a good one.
You too.
Thank you. That's Carter Hawkins, and he wants you to know about Paws Chicago, whose mission is to build no-kill communities, to end overpopulation of homeless animals, and to transform animal welfare. I like that guy.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
Good jesting from Carter Hawkins.
Extremely hard.
Yes, very hard jesting. John Morosi will join us at 4:30. The White Sox game has been postponed. A local guy who doesn't get a lot of love needs a ton of it. It's coming up. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.